Welcome to Running Stories. My name is Paolo, and I am a passionate runner. Running marathons transformed my life many years ago. I have discovered that runners have amazing stories to tell. Those stories are healing stories, and stories that help. Running Stories is a radio show broadcasting some of these stories and giving voice to runners from the Run Forever Running Club, which welcomes anyone learning to run, not just the wall of the marathoner, but walls of any kind. These people dream to run forever. But I'm pure in all my thoughts. I'm alive.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along to Con Air. I'm joined in the studio today with a very special guest. If you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, yeah, thank you, Richard. Well, I'm Paolo Maccagno. I'm originally from Italy, and I'm a runner. I'm a passionate runner, and as I've done in previous years, I'm here a Grampian to propose this running club that I've just started a few weeks ago. We just started a few sessions on Wednesday. So thank you for inviting me, Richard.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming along. You may have recognised the voice from the intro that was at the start of this interview, and you'll hear maybe throughout the week on Con Air and Channel 21. So you're now in the jail doing a running club. What does it consist of? What do you have to do? What is the running club?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a running club that is not just for people here inside the prison, but it's a running club. First of all, it's called Run Forever Running Club, and it's a kind of a running club where people from outside and inside actually are part of this running club together. And I've just started a couple of weeks ago. Thanks to Ailey Smith, who accepted my proposal. So I was here already in 2016, and I've done a similar thing. But this time, as I said, I wanted to bring this idea of a running club where people could participate, being part not just from the inside, but also from the outside. So I'm doing it also in the community, in Aberdeen, at Shmoo, in collaboration with Shmoo. So there are already people there joining, starting to join a similar running club. So we will be all together in a part of this running club. I started a few weeks ago on Wednesdays, so there are already a good turnover of people coming. So we have two sessions in the morning and in the afternoon. We go running at the football pitch, okay. But it's also a time of being together.
Okay.
So probably we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, because obviously you've been coming here for the past couple of weeks, just having conversations with myself, and we've been thinking of what we can do to promote the running club.
Yeah.
But what I want to know a few basics first before we go into that. Is it open to anyone? Do you have to be able to run? Like, I know everybody can run, but
yeah.
You know, like, do you have to have experience of running before to be able to come along
to
the running club?
No, not at all. I think that is really open to anyone. Very welcome. Anyone is really welcome. Of course, what I would say is, do you dream to run? Do you have a dream of running?
Do I have a dream?
No, not yourself.
Oh, do you? Oh,
in
right, okay. Yeah, in general,
No,
okay.
No, not you, Richard. Of course. What you said before, I think you have that dream.
Yeah, I would love to be able to run. It's okay. Something that I've always been fascinated by. I remember always watching like the London Marathon and everything, like when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, imagine being able to do that.
Yeah.
But it's nothing that I've ever done myself, no.
Yeah. Well, so, of course, no, it's just to come to your question in the sense that you were asking if anyone is welcome in the running club. And they'll say yes, yes, although you have never run. But do you have the dream of running? And, for example, also very in a very simple way, do you like to feel the air when you go out and you feel that the air moving on your skin, for example? That's a very, very simple thing, but it's very, very deep. So, of course, when you come in, we have to be sure that you can, in a sense, you don't have any medical condition, maybe.
Okay.
But it's a kind of a simple thing. And anyone can start from walking, for example. So, basically, we are starting, and for everybody, there are people that are already very fit, in a sense, but I'm proposing to everybody to start, you know, alternating walking and running, because what we would like is a kind of continuous run.
Okay.
So, run forever is a, you know, getting into a place where running is not anymore effort, but is much more a place where you can keep that rhythm forever, in a sense.
Yeah. So is the running club, is it like a course, is it a set duration, or as you say, you want people to come to this and then just carry on running on their own?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, okay. Absolutely, yes. So when I, in the very first session I had, I told a story, and a story which is related to what I personally did when I joined first time a running club.
Okay.
So this story tells about joining a running club once, the very first time, and never stopping anymore, because actually then you continue. And that's also something that happened to me. So I participated, I started to take part to a running club when I was in Italy. And then when I left Italy, because now I live in Scotland, I had the idea of actually becoming a kind of mentor of the same idea that was the foundational to that running club. So the idea of running forever is actually what I would like to share and bring forth. So people coming to the running club, of course, will take part for a few months, maybe longer,
yeah,
how much they like. And maybe that could be an idea for the future. They can become mentors. So they can actually, you know, train other people, expand the running club, because, of course, ideally, I would really like that. That not just now at the moment we have around 30 people and with a little bit of waiting list, so there's a lot of interest.
Yeah.
And I guess that probably in the future there will be even more people. So how can we face that? So one possibility could be that people, maybe they become mentor, and I don't know, they started to train other people, which would be very, very interesting path as well.
Yeah. So you touched on it a little bit just a few minutes ago, and more so when we've had our conversations. It's more than running, though, isn't it? It's you want to get into a certain mindset, almost, is it?
Yeah. Of course, yes. You know, I'm bringing the idea, it seems to be a contradiction in a sense, because you asked me, anyone is welcome, and I said yes, also people who are not trained in running and they maybe just starting walking. On the other hand, which seems a contradiction, I would say I propose here marathon running. So, and this is not because in the end we want really to all run a marathon, but because in a marathon you have really a different mindset.
Yeah.
So this is, in a sense, and of course, it would be interesting to the whole running club, all the session I'm proposing, is to understand which is exactly that mindset that is about, again, what is to run forever. So, and not actually also being able not to look for a immediate answer to that, but explore that answer. So, how can we really run forever? What is to run forever? Because in a marathon, actually, you are faced with a lot of fatigue, effort. There is a wall. So around the 35th kilometer, you have this idea that you can collapse. There is a wall. Of course, it's not a physical wall, but kind of an invisible wall of fatigue. And you, might not be able to continue. So how can you get through that? It seems that the idea of getting into that mindset of running forever, you would probably have more chances to get through that wall.
Okay.
And I think it's such an important dimension, again, not just for running. So that's why I'm very interested in that dimension that you can have, you can gain through running, but is a dimension that can be worthwhile for all your life. Yeah.
Good. So what would be the top tip? Because we've been speaking, and obviously we've got a few songs that we're going to play to break up this. But is it a thing of when you're running, what do you think of? Do you think of that?
Yeah.
Right, one more mile, or is it a case of right, just keep going? You know, or you can slow down the pace, you can up the pace, or is it what goes through your mind? Because obviously it's a long time you're running for if you're doing a marathon.
Yeah, of course.
So what do you do to keep not yourself entertained, but what do you do to keep yourself going on that journey of a marathon?
Actually it relates, I think, in a sense, to what we were saying before. So what is that mindset, and how can we get into it? I think it has a kind of musical dimension, so it's a rhythm. And it has a musical dimension. So sometimes also in a very simple way, you can sometimes music come to you. So you just hear music, songs that really become part of your running, and you recognize your movement of running in songs. So this, you know, thanks Richard, because this allows me to say something about that I'm adding to the running club. So the idea of doing a course radio show, which I was thinking to call Running Stories, because I've been running for the last around 17 years, and I've met really many runners, and I've discovered that really they have amazing stories. So it's not just a top athlete. It's not just top athlete, you know. Everyone who runs, you will see that they will tell you such incredible things about that happened through running, after running, because of course running then affects their lives. So I was thinking to give voice to those stories, and that they are not just stories about having won the last marathon,
but
something that happens through running. And they might be stories that relate, for example, to what happens to with your children, a story with your children or with your family, or something that is really not directly related to running. And this running story radio show, I would invite everyone to come. And probably the first question that I would ask them is exactly about music. So I would ask a very simple question like, which is the song that you relate to running, to your running? And maybe starting to talk from there to see how we might together understand what is that dimension where you can run forever. What is the rhythm that it has? Because maybe collecting different songs from different people, different runners, maybe we might have a sense of what that dimension is. Sometimes I think of it like a dream. I think it's a dream. And how can you talk about the dream? So there are many ways. You can write books, you can write scientific articles, all this stuff. But you can even, you know, rather than just talking, listen to music. I think is more, in a sense, more democratic. So everyone can get it. You know, just listen. What do you feel about that? Maybe when you next time you go running and you have that song that that guy has said, that friend of yours, that runner has said, and you go there and you say, gosh, yeah, it resonates with me. It has a rhythm that probably joins in my running as well.
Yeah. So we've got one song that you've mentioned to me first that we'll play just now, to give him a little break from listening to our voices.
Yeah, absolutely.
explain a little bit about this one. Is it Alisa?
Yeah, this is also good because, as I said, I'm originally from Italy, and in my running, sometimes I have, I have some Italian songs. So this one is very, very much close to myself, to my running, and it's from an Italian singer. She is Elisa, and she's really a very well-known and loved Italian singer. And this song is called L'anima vola, which translated in English is The Soul Flies. And maybe Richard, you can play it, and maybe we can say later on why for me is a very
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So stay tuned, guys. I hope you enjoy the song, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
L'anima vola, le basta solo un po' d'aria nuova. Se mi guardi negli occhi, cercami il cuore, non perderti nei suoi riflessi. Comprare niente, sorriderò se ti accorgi di me fra la gente. Sì, che è importante che io sia per te in ogni posto, in ogni caso, quella di sempre.
Spain.
I have to be honest, that was not what I was expecting that song to go like with the way that it started. And actually, I actually thoroughly enjoyed that song, actually. Why that song then? Why that song?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a few different reasons. One mainly is a memory.
Okay.
It's a memory of something I've done when I was still in Italy. And actually, it's a very similar project to the ones that I've done here at Grampian a few years ago and the one that I probably am doing now. So we organized to work with people from inside and outside a prison in Milan. And after more than 1 year and a half, it was a quite long experience, very okay. beautiful experience of runners. So I was going into the prison once a week, and we were training, and we were also using that time of the running club as a way of getting people to connect with their families, with their children, with some different activities like, you know, organizing races, short races okay. inside the prison, where people could run with their children, eat cake together. And then, of course, after a few months, we started saying, because the prison in Milan where I worked was very close to the start line of the Milano Marathon. So we started saying, why don't we participate to that marathon? And it seemed at the beginning quite a crazy idea because, you know, it's not an easy thing to organize.
No.
But, there was a good collaboration with the organization with which I was working, and the prison itself was really great in, welcoming that idea. So we managed to organize kind of relay teams. So there were teams of four runners
okay.
Running different distances around the 10K each. So we could, in all, we could do the 42K for the marathon. And there were people, from inside and outside, in the same team. That was already an interesting thing, experience. And we ran the first 10K inside the prison, and then we joined the Milano Marathon outside, and we arrived to the finish line in the town center. The reason why I suggested this song is because the first 10K inside the prison, I brought speakers inside okay. the prison, and I played loud this song, which was one of the favorite song of the group. We in during the sessions of the running club, we were talking about which songs we liked, and this one from Elisa was one of the favorite. So I managed to bring this song there with big speakers, and while we were running at the first 10K close to the walls, we had this loud song playing in the prison, and it was really amazing.
I bet that went down well, did it?
Yeah. No, I mean, it has been really a very strong experience for everyone. Yeah, we were all myself included, we had some tears in our eyes, honestly. Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So would you say that that's a core thing to bring, as in you say that it's something that brings that memory back? So is that something that will always play? It will always play in your head while you're out running.
Yeah.
That whole memory and that whole experience of that happening.
Yeah, for sure. There's, as I said at the beginning when you asked this question, I said that there are a few reasons. One is a memory. The other one is also it has some rhythm in itself. So there's something that connects to the beats that you do when you're running with your feet on the ground that probably connects to my own rhythm. I've never checked with a musicologist, but this is something that could be also interesting to do, to check,
Definitely.
In one of the very important thing when you run and you want to, try to be injury free and do a good run, you need to watch at your rhythm and your cadence. So and of course that is a kind of musical rhythm that you have in yourself, and you can recognize that rhythm in songs, for example. So I've never checked again, but maybe this song is some rhythm that resonates with my body in running. And my sense, and that's why I'm suggesting this, my sense is that we don't know, but running and thinking to songs maybe might be a kind of exploration and discovery of ourselves, and maybe looking to which songs we relate to our own running make us discover more about ourselves. Yeah,
so you touched on earlier on that you'll be doing a Running Stories radio show. What can the listeners of Con Air Channel 21, what can they expect to hear coming up over the next coming weeks? What will the show entail? Will you be giving tips, ideas? What's going to be involved?
Yeah, well, it's I would say that everything in a sense is welcome about running. Also, in a sense, some technical things about running for sure, but mainly I would really focus on stories. So my idea is that I'm bringing marathon running. It looks like a very technical thing, but I'm very happy to explore what marathon running opens to some more existential dimension. So I'm not wanting to get it into a kind of theoretical or too spiritual thing, but for sure it has that potentiality. And when I started, I remember that I was reading many different running magazines, from the ones that teach you how to run better, how to run faster. But I was also reading kind of magazines, running magazines, written by people running, people that who ran and actually were writing stories coming out from their runs. And I discovered to enjoy reading those stories and finding them so powerful that I thought that the voice of runners could have a place to be listened to. So thinking to a radio show to me is more giving voice to that sense, that possibility of people, of runners, to talk about what they have, what comes up from their runs. So it's more about stories. So what you would hear during this radio show would be, for sure music. So I would maybe invite people, friends, runners, part of the Run Forever Running Club, who can join in, have a very friendly conversation with me, where they will be probably talking about a song that for them is important when they run. We will try probably together to explore why that song is important. Mm-hmm. So people can also listen to a song, talk a little bit of running, listen to stories related to running. And hopefully the idea to me, although maybe it can sound to me is try to dream together. What is to run forever? So the Running Stories is actually a radio show where we can say the truth, not talk about, not just about running techniques, how to get faster, how to be more competitive and to win, but more how to dream that dimension, how to get into that run forever dimension, which could be done through words, in conversations, and sometimes mixing it, what we say, with listening to what runners feel when they run. And it's, embodied in songs, for example. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming in today and having a quick chat with us.
Thank you for this space, Richard.
Just want to urge any listeners, keep an ear out, should I say, for the upcoming Running Club Running Stories show that will be broadcast on Channel 21. If you have an interest in joining the running club, speak to your section officers, speak to any of the PTIs, get your name down on that list. It's quite well signed up for just now, so you might be on a waiting list, but if more people sign up for it, obviously we might have to put on more sessions, and that's only a good thing for everybody in the jail. We're going to finish off. You might have heard this song being played in the promo for the for the running club. This is Eddie Vedder, is it? And Guaranteed. So tune in again soon, and thanks for listening.
I knew all the rules, but the rules did not know me.